Sonia Gracie, Nay Chandler, vote sonia.ca, facebook.com/votagracie 2022, twitter.com/soniagracie, instagram.com/elect_sonia_gracie_2022. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? I am an independent candidate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, since early 2016, what is your occupation, and for how long? Registered nurse, community facilitator for 20 plus years. Please include the URLs for any websites, social media you are using for your campaign. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have been active in my community for 20 plus years as a registered nurse, facilitator and community leader in public health, harm reduction and community nonprofits. I was elected to Victoria City Council in 2005 and 2008, where I sat on several boards including the Greater Victoria Harbour Authority, the Cemetery Board, and the CRD Water Commission. I was instrumental in the city's first Department of Sustainability and Public Engagement Strategy. Before this, I was on the board of the VicWest Community Association, where I co-founded the Rainer Shine Community Garden, and the VicWest Food Security Collective. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I love Esquimalt. It is undeniable that our community is changing. We can either let change happen to us, or we can be intentional and courageous so that we can realize opportunity in the midst of uncertainty. The answers we seek to some of our most complex challenges live in building and supporting engaged, thriving and connected communities. I believe I have a unique combination of skills and perspectives to serve my community as mayor, and I want to do all I can to strengthen the fabric of Esquimalt for today and future generations. What are your top three issues? Affordable housing and land use. Create a housing strategy, ensure development gives back to our community, and leverage amenity fund contributions to match services with growing demand. Respond and adapt to climate change. Create extreme weather safety and mitigation plans, fast-track the urban forest management plan, and encourage climate-responsive community planning. Cultivate relationships. Prioritize meaningful, accountable relationships with Songhees and Esquimalt Nations. Respond to the calls to action in the Truth and Reconciliation and Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Girls reports, and create a community engagement strategy that is inclusive to all members of our community. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Esquimalt will become a municipality that the rest of Canada looks to for inspiration in terms of climate response and mitigation, accountable, authentic relationships with local First Nations, and participatory, transparent governance that is informed by the diversity of our community. Our eclectic, vibrant character will be retained while we lead the way, ensuring that all residents, no matter how much we grow, feel a part of the village. We will all have access to housing, services, transportation and community connection as we adapt to change and thrive in our shared future. What's one big idea you have for your community? There is something about Esquimalt that residents agree is special. My big idea is that we should aim to build on that by being intentional about how we grow. We should be a complete community. Everything an Esquimalt resident needs to meet their basic needs should be easily available within a short distance. Residents should be able to do things like buy groceries, see a doctor, and do their banking within their own community. Families should be able to access swim lessons or childcare without stress, waitlists, or a drive across town. I will lead Esquimalt towards people-centered urban design, investment in high-quality affordable public services to meet the growing demand, and create a robust strategy to attract and retain community-serving businesses.